accept your... Wait 1 second. I'm sorry, Miriam. You're muted. Miriam, could you unmute yourself?
Good.
Oh, okay, great.
That would help, huh?
Yes.
So I said, thank you. I said, amen. We should all share joy and we should all feel that Hashem's love on us. It's a big pleasure and honor to be here to talk to you, especially before Yom Kippur. I didn't think we'd see each other this way till after Sukkot. And I want to give thanks from the depths of my heart. I want to thank Hashem for bringing us here together and for giving us the joy and the friendship that we have. And Judy, I want to thank you for making it all possible. It's, you put so much time and koyach and your heart and soul into our learning together. And we feel the results. It's not just learning. And that would be a very big just. That would be great. But it's also we become a community. We're friends. We're sisters. And that comes from your heart. That comes from your giving to us and your Mesiras Nefesh and your hours and your and the koyach and the love you do it with. Thank you so much, Judy. And credits, I want to give credits. Anybody remember credits for lightning and for props and for costumes? I want to thank you, Hashem. You brought up the sun. We have light. You, the props, our electricity is working. The computer's working. Zoom is working. And our costumes, Malbisharumim, you've given us all clothes. You've given us what we need. I'm just basically a facilitator today. I heard and read very beautiful, inspiring thoughts about tshuva, about Yom Kippur the last few days, and I want to share them with you, my dear friends, especially two classes from Rav Erez and from Rav Moshe Bamberger. I felt that it changed my feelings, my anticipation towards Yom Kippur. It imbued me with like such an emotional excitement going into the day that I really hope it will do the same for you. Today I'm going to talk about Yom Kippur. You know, that's very original. But before I talk about Yom Kippur, I want to talk about Erev Yom Kippur. And before that, I want to talk about today, a regular Wednesday afternoon. Every day in the life of a Jew is special. There's nothing regular. There's nothing boring. As Rav Niven said, he makes chaburos a personal development. And he was speaking at Rebbetzin Tamar Tabak's rise into your crown event, that we should rise into our crown. And crown is the underlying theme of what I want to speak about. That we should reach the our crowns should reach the crown of Hashem through tshuva from love. My sister, may she be well, talks about the Seder night. You know, the Seder night is one of the highest peaks of the year. Everything is special. Everything is clean. Everything, we left Mitzrayim, we're saying the Haggadah. It's big time. It's high time. I remember I was on a very big high on Saturday night. I remember when the wine spilled on the tablecloth and I didn't react. I didn't get angry. I didn't like have like a, you know, a mild nervous breath, a mild one. I was just smiling. I said, oh my, this must be a big night if I could react that way or not react that way. Meanwhile, my sister would say, what about Erev Pesach? What about the 5-10 hours before? If some juice spills, if electricity goes out, those are also big times for a Jew. All our times, all our life is big. It's brought down Yalkut Shimoni that it says, Ein Be'ata Ela Lashem Teshuvah. The word Be'ata and now is a word of tshuva. It means to repent. It brings down the source in Devarim, Ve'ata Yisrael, and now, O Israel, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sholach Mimcha, what does Hashem, your God, ask of you? And it goes on, Yirat Shemo, to fear him. The word Ve'ata is a word of tshuva. There's two ways of saying the word now. One is Ata, like, and now Israel, what does Hashem want? The other one is Zaman. Zaman is a little bit different. Zaman is like from, it has the word Hazmana, you are invited. More maybe towards the future. But Ata is now. Ata is 24/7. Ata is where we're sitting now in our lives, in our homes, in our feelings, in our learning, in our growing, in our life. It is now. It's a snapshot of now. The Rigva says that the most important mitzvah is the one in front of me to do now. goes on that if I have a choice of doing a better or more important mitzvah in the future, maybe in a few hours, or a lesser one now, do it now. Because now is now. Now is my life. Now is my time. Grab it. Remember when Sheva Chaya said a beautiful, she spoke so beautifully, she quoted the Baal Shem Tov in saying that Ahavas Yisroel is with the person sitting next to you. Ahavas Yisroel is, okay, it's nice to think about people far away and how it can help them, but Lemaisa, it's now and it's the person who's next to you. So everyone could look into the squares next to you and see who you could share Ahavas Yisroel with. You could smile to the one to the right and left, and we'll have like a whole big Ahavas Yisroel event. Rabbi Nachman once said to a student of his, if you don't do teshuvah on Yom Kippur, do teshuvah on Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is the day after Yom Kippur. It's the 11th day of Tishrei. It's called Shem Hashem, the name of God, God's nomen. Now, what does that mean? Teshuvah is the day. Teshuvah is the day. Vayom hazeh Hashem yechaper, Hashem will forgive us. The seventh gates of heaven are open. God has been out amongst us since the beginning of Elul, especially since Rosh Hashanah. And during the Elah, the end of Yom Kippur, where the sun is setting, as if Hashem is going back to where he was all year before Rosh Chodesh Elul and before Rosh Hashanah. And the word Ne'ilah is like lock, like Delet Na'ul, a door is locked. We are bringing him back. We're accompanying him back to the place that's locked. And we blow the shofar. The shofar heralds that the Shekhinah is going back up to its throne. We say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Alolom Vayed, seven times, as Sarah said so beautifully. And each time he's going up another level, so to speak. So some of us will think when it's over, it's over. Okay, game's over, all over. Try better, try again next year. Or some of us might think, try again next lifetime. But no, we have tomorrow. And tomorrow, in essence, is today. Today is important, important day. So to talk about Yom Kippur, I wanted to start talking about today. As Rabbi Niven said, since the creation of the world, every day and every moment is unique. And every person is unique. Every person, each of us has a unique job, a unique calling, a unique purpose. You are unique. This moment is unique. So let's grab it. Let's grab the opportunity, not sleep through it. Rabbi Erez once said that when we wake up in the morning, I know I've said this before, but it just fuels me so much. And it like, mamash propels me so much. I'm talking to myself more than you. We say Moed Ani, and then we look under our pillow and we find a petek, we find a note. Actually, there are two notes down there. One is a constant note, and this is the one that I wrote many years ago. Can you see it? And I try to read it every morning. It says, good morning. This is Hashem. I will be handling all of your problems today, and no, I will not need your help. So relax and have a good day. That's a constant one. That's everybody can borrow this or copy it. Then there's one personally just for me, and just for today. It changes daily. The note says, Dear Pesha Miriam, that's me, here's your list for today. I have full confidence in you that you can do it all with finesse, with grace, and with a smile. And it's like, Moida Ani Lefanecha, we thank Hashem every morning for giving us back our soul. Thank you, Hashem, for returning our soul. At the end, we say, Rabba Emunasecha, how great is your faith? We would think we'd say, how great is my faith in you? Wow, you woke me up. You brought me back my soul another day. No, that's true. But Rabbi Munasecha, how great Hashem is your faith in me that I will live up to what you realize and your faith in me that I can accomplish today, that I can do today. So here Hashem goes on. The note says, call Aunt Bertha. Thank me when the cake burns. Go to Bar Kol to buy a cake to replace the one that burned. And while you're there at the store, help a child that's crying to find his mommy. She's in the canned good aisle. You'll miss the bus. Sit in the sun for 10 minutes. Sing to me while you're doing that, even though it's hot. and then take a taxi and help the driver with her Shalom Bayis problems. So Hashem has a list for me. When things don't go according to my list, the way I planned it, they're going according to Hashem's list. So even though to me it feels like Eseder, like I don't have an order, like I plan X, Y, and Z and nothing worked out, that's Hashem's plans. So my Eseder, my lack of plans, turns into an order, into a Seder. When did each of us put a V in each box of Hashem's list for me and for you that he has for us today? Certainly we can daven for whatever we want. Hashem, I want Bizochet to hear the shofar, the elegant kibbutz in shul. Please help me to get to shul. But if, bottom line, Hashem wants me to hear the shofar at home, I'll embrace that with joy. I'll try to, anyway. Doing his list is far more fulfilling, uplifting, and exciting than doing mine. To live with Hashem, as we feel and know Hashem iti, Hashem etzli, Hashem imadi. Hashem is with me, he's next to me, he's inside me. As Rabbi Niven says, each of us is unique, and each moment is unique. So my note under my pillow is for me. It's not for you, or you, or you. Each of you have a different one. In fact, I'll give 1 minute for everybody to run to their pillow to see, check if they have a note there. It's not tomorrow's note, because tomorrow I get another one. This thought propels me out of bed with anticipation and joy in my heart. Yom Kippur, we're going to talk about the crown, the keser, the crowning of Hashem, and what comes down to us from his keser, and how we can make a keser for Hashem, a crown, and tshuva from love. Yom Kippur is a very deep day and a very high day. And so let's go. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are one developing process with the days of tshuva in between. It says in Achremos, in the Chumash Vayikra Achremos, Perek 16, Pasuk 3, Ki vayom hazeh, on this day, yichaper aleichem, Hashem will forgive you, yitaher etzchem, he will cleanse you, purify you, mikol chatoseichem, from all your sins, b'fnei Hashem titaru. Before Hashem, you will become cleansed, you will become purified. These words, b'fnei Hashem, before Hashem, almost means like next to Hashem, as high as Hashem is, b'fnei, I could be inside, I could be next to, I could be in level, not like eye level, lifnei, in front of. This is the highest level that we can attain and hope to achieve during Yom Kippur. This is the highest level called the Keser, the level of Hashem's crown. This level specifically comes to us at Ne'ilah, when it's getting dark, towards the evening of Yom Kippur, Mincha Ne'ilah time. Let's look at the words.
I'm sorry. There's some static on the line. Is there anything that you could do to?
I don't hear anything around me. Maybe somebody's not muted, and maybe their phone is.
I think it's coming from your.
From me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now it's okay. So I hope it goes away. Okay. You want to hear every word? So I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, no, thanks. Like, tell me if it happens again. Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, high in the level of Keter Titaru, you should become cleansed, purified. And we see the word Titaru equals 620, which equals the word Keser. Let's look at the word Titaru, you should become purified. Tav is 400, Tes is 9, He is 5, Resh is 200, and Vav is 600. So amongst the quick ones amongst us, that equals 620. And the word keter, meaning crown, is 20 plus 400 plus 200, again 620. This is the pureness, the cleansing, the purification that we can achieve and that we can hope for on Yom Kippur, especially as it's finishing, especially by Ne'ilah. Is a very, very great purity. It's a, and we'll come back and talk about it soon. It's Hashem. Let's first talk about what is the secret of Yom Kippur. It comes from a very, very high place, from the crown. What is the secret, and why is it on the 10th of Tishrei? Every single Jew can merit forgiveness on this day throughout all the generations. There are at least three things that happen on Yom Kippur that gives us all the generations, for all the Jewish people, all through the years, the close possibility to get forgiveness on this day. The first one was that Avraham Avinu.
Excuse me, it's breaking up, Miriam. It's, I don't know about anyone else, but it's really hard to hear you now. I don't know what it is. Anybody else having problem?
Yes, very staticky.
Huh. It could be from the Mazgan, from the remote control next to your computer. Move it away, the remote away from your laptop or your computer, and it might stop that interference.
Okay, good idea. Everything's away. Does it help?
Now there's no static.
Seems to.
Beautiful. Thanks for your advice. Good. So we're back. The first thing that happened is that Avram Avinu had his bris milah. He was circumcised on the 10th day of Tishrei, on Yom Kippur, at the age of 99. He was told by Hashem to circumcise himself. It was tremendous self-sacrifice. He was an old man. He was a very, very great tzaddik. He was the first of our fathers. He was a pillar of kindness. He was beloved and believed in one Hashem. But he was also a human being. He was afraid that his hand would shake when he was giving himself the circumcision. So it says in Bereshis, chapter 17, Rashi says, the karos imo habris, and you should cut, he cut with him the bris, the circumcision. Rashi says on that he was afraid his hand would shake. Hashem held his hand with the knife and cut. That was Avram Avinu. That was his mesiras nefesh for Hashem. The second thing that happened on the 10th day of Tishrei is the test of the Akedah, of Akedas Yitzchak, when Hashem said, go and bring up your son Yitzchak as an Ola. This was a tremendous, tremendous test. And from this test that Avraham passed and Yitzchak passed, we have forgiveness through all the years. We eat from this. We enjoy this. We are given forgiveness all the years from this test. We heard some beautiful thoughts from Sarah Yehudi and want to add that Hashem took the ayo to slaughter in place of Yitzchak, and he said, Yera'eh, this will be, you will see this on the mountain. And rabbis say that all the years we will see the accomplishment, and we'll see the zechus, the merit of what Abraham did for Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh. And all of us should fully appreciate and be grateful to Avram Avinu. What was this test? This test was a question that he did not have in Hashem. He did not question or doubt Hashem. He was told to go to Jerusalem, Har HaMoriah. He lived in Hebron. At the time, it was a three-day trip. All 3 days, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, is bothering him. How could you do this? How could God tell you to do this? He's contradicting himself. You know that he said, "In Yitzchak will be your seed, will be the continuation of the Jewish people. He hasn't gotten married yet. He has no children. What will happen to God's promise? What will happen to the Jewish people?" All 3 days, he's draying him and driving him crazy with these questions. Abraham did not ask anything. He was totally, totally showed his belief in God, his belief in Hashem. So we learn from this a very big lesson. When we have problems, we have questions on Hashem, like this year with Corona, like any time, any person, family or health or whatever, we should strive to be like our dear father, our forefather, Avram Avinu. We should be quiet and accept with faith and love and joy. You know, Father knows best. And Hashem, it's all coming out of his love. When we do that, our sins are forgiven. When we do that, we can crown Hashem. And in the future, we will see that all our questions can be very, very simply answered. All the biggest questions have simple answers. In the merit of this self-sacrifice of Avram Avinu, we are forgiven for generations. The third thing that happened on Yom Kippur was that we received the Torah. But wait, I see questions in your eyes. Didn't we receive it on Shavuos? Yes, we did. Hashem gave us Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, on Shavuos. And then the Jews sinned with the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heaven for 40 days, came down and prayed another 40 days, and then he went up. Then he went up. This is 120 days. It brings us from Shavuos until Yom Kippur. He came down with the second set of luchos on Yom Kippur. First he went up 40 days, and that's when we sin, when he didn't come down the 40th day. 40 days he prayed, it's 40 times 3, 120 days. And when he came down on Yom Kippur, we received the second luchos. And we received and are connected to the Torah on Yom Kippur. When we daven, Hashem kasveinu b'sefer chayim tovim, write us in the book of good life, that is our Torah, kim chayenu. Torah is our life. And the next day, the day after Yom Kippur, Moshe began, gathered all the Jewish people and began to teach us the Torah. Now the avodah, the sacrifices in the Holy Temple, the karbanos on Yom Kippur in the base of Mikdash were very, very lofty. Very, very lofty, maybe soon see it again. And the karbanos in general brought karpara. It brought forgiveness to the person who brought the korban, who brought the sacrifice. If a person sinned, he made a mistake, and then he brought a korban, his sins were forgiven. There are three levels of karbanos. The highest is on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol, only the Kohen Gadol, goes into the Holy of Holies only once a year, and that's Yom Kippur. No one else is allowed there ever, and he is never allowed there except on Yom Kippur. And this is the greatness of Yom Kippur. If Hashem brings us forgiveness from the Keter, from this holy, holy crown. Now, in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Nevuah, there was no prophecy. Prophecy we had in the first Beis HaMikdash, but after that it was taken away. No Tanoim had prophecy in the second Beis HaMikdash. There were two exceptions to this. They were both on Yom Kippur. The holiness of the day of Yom Kippur brought down a type of prophecy from Hashem to the Jewish people. First was in the days of Shimon HaTzadik. He's buried in Yerushalayim. And he was a Kohen Gadol in the Holy Temple for 40 years in a row. In fact, he was so great that one of the miracles in the Holy Temple was that there was a red thread in the temple, in the Holy Temple. And the red thread, as soon as the Kohen Gadol prayed and brought down forgiveness for all the Jewish people, turned white. But how many people could see it? How many people were in eye contact at the base of Mikdash? What if somebody lived far away, Netanya, Tzfat, wherever, Be'er Sheva? In his time, he was so great that every family had in their living room a red thread. And at the time that the Kohen Gadol brought down forgiveness for all the people, each family in their living room saw it. Can you imagine this? Just close your eyes. You're sitting on your couch and the red thread turns white. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Yom Kippur. That closeness, that revealed love and greatness and Hashem's Shechina is how we live. That was our everyday life then. And that's what we daven to have again soon. And now it's hidden, but now if we try very hard, we will certainly find him, because he's hiding because he wants us to look for him. He wants us to find him. So back to Yom Kippur. Shimon HaTzadik worked very hard. He was standing for 24 hours straight. He was working, and the Jewish people were so happy. At the end of Yom Kippur, they escorted him home, and they were singing and dancing, and his face was shining like the sun, like a malach. Like an angel. One year, they walked him home and his face was not shining. He looked a little bit like concerned. It was like a little bit darkness on his face. So when they got to his house, they said, why, our Rebbe? Why, Kohen Gadol? Why, Rebbe Shimon HaTzadik? What happened? Why is your face different? And he said that every year, when he's in the Kaddish Kaddishi, the Holy of Holies, a old man dressed in white accompanies him and helps him do the Ketoros, the sacrifice. And this year, the old man was there, but he was dressed in black. And then he says, I knew that Ishahu, that person who was talking about himself, is going to die this year. And sure enough, Shimon HaTzadik died 2.5 weeks later. Now, it says in Achrei Mos, in Vayikra, that Kol Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, not one person is allowed to be in the Holy Temple when the Kohen Gadol does his service on Yom Kippur. The Yerushalmi in Yuma asks, wait a minute, if no one's around there, they're allowed to be in the courtyard. Who was in this room with him? Who was in the Kodesh HaKodeshim? the Torah says v'chol adam lo yeh. So they realize it's not a person, but the pasuk says v'chol adam. He could have said adam lo yeh. No person will be. What is v'chol adam? Not even a malach. Not even an angel was allowed to be. It was such a holy time in the Holy of Holies. So who could have been with him? Gemara asks, who was with him? And the answer is, it wasn't an angel, because angels were not allowed. It was Hashem b'chvodo uv'atzmo. Hashem himself was with Shimon HaTzadik. And this is a type of nevuah, a revelation. Hashem came to help him. The second time there was a nevuah in the second Holy Temple on Yom Kippur was with the Tana Reb Yishmael. He was a Tana, he was a Kohen Gadol. And he sang a beautiful, I know it as a song. He said a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. He said, it's brought down Gemara Brachas. Once I went into the Kaddish Kaddishim to burn incense. And I saw sitting on the chair, not a malach, but I saw Hashem. And he said to me, Yishmael b'ni b'archeini, my dear son Yishmael, give me a bracha. Hashem wants a bracha from a person? Hashem asks his tzaddik, his Jewish people to bless him. This shows how humble the humility of Hashem also shows the greatness of a Jew, the greatness, what a high level we can reach. And he said, bless me, my son, Yishmael. Yishmael gave him a bracha, and he said, Yiratzal mofanecha, sheyigolu rachamecha al midosecha, may it be your will, Hashem, that your mercy will take strength and will be stronger than your din, than your justice, and that you should judge your children on the side of merit, on the side of mercy. And it goes on to say, he nodded his head. Rashi said Hashem agreed with Reb Yishmael, agreed to the bracha, not as if to say amen. But there's a Rishon that asks, what kind of blessing is this? Hashem says, give me a blessing, Yishmael, my son. And how does he bless Hashem? He says to him, you should treat your children and you should judge your children with rachamim. You should go from your chair of din, of justice, to your chair of rachamim. What kind of blessing is this? You're blessing the Jewish people. How are you blessing Hashem? How are you blessing Hashem here? And the answer is, it's as if he gave a blessing to Hashem himself. Hashem says, my children are so precious to me. When you bless them, it's like you're blessing me. That's how much Hashem loves us. That's how important it is to daven for every one of us, to daven for all the Jewish people. And once a person was making a crown, beautiful crown. A friend came up to him and said, wow, it's a nice crown. Who are you making it for? He said, I am making this crown for the king. He said, for the king? You're making this crown for the king? Wow. Wow. It's so beautiful. If you're making it for the king, I think that you should put in the most beautiful, precious stones in the world. You should find the most beautiful, precious stones and put it in it because it's for the king. And so he did, because it's for the king. And this teaches us that how can we make that precious stone for the king? How can we make a crown for the king? We can do it. When we're done the kafsachus, every Jew, we can do it when we judge to the side of merit, every single Jew. That's how we make a crown for Hashem. That's how Yishmael gave Hashem a bracha. May you judge every Jew with mercy. May you leave your chair of strict justice and go into your chair of rachamim. And that is how Hashem feels, loves us so much, that when we do that, then he feels that's a bracha to him. Now, we get mechila, we get forgiveness on Yom Kippur. Again, there are three levels of tshuva, three levels of repentance that we do. There are really more, but we can do three, and we can talk about three. The first one is that we change our actions. A person didn't keep Shabbos, now he keeps Shabbos. He always forgot to bench. Can you hear me? Now he benches. He remembers. He does tshuva and he benches. Then there's a higher level. He changes his personality traits. This is more internal. I used to get so angry. I was so jealous. I'm trying hard not to get angry. I'm trying hard not to be jealous. This is more internal. The Vilna Gaon said that we came to this world to perfect our midos, our attributes. And then the highest level, which is very, very high, the level of Keter, of God's crown, is to just want Hashem, to deeply in our heart, just want Hashem. Like King David said, Achas sha'alti meis Hashem, I'm asking you for one thing, lachsois benom Hashem, to bask in the sunshine of your love, to bask in your love, to be close to you.
I mean, every... Shiva, how are you?
The Maseilas Yesharim says that a person was born to enjoy, to have pleasure. That's why we created. Hashem created us to have pleasure. Now we have a choice. Where do we receive this pleasure from? We can receive it from Kirvas Hashem, from being close to God, or from Olam Hazeh, from this world, from a cake with a three-level cakes and layers and chocolate and frosting, for the latest car every year, for a lot of fun things. Which pleasure is greater? So in our hearts, we don't believe enough in our heart. We don't have that deep, firm belief that Hashem has such pleasure and enjoyment in store for us that we don't need any other pleasure from this world. We don't need anything else. Why? Why does he do this? For the sake of free will. He hides himself. So it's hard to believe. But this is the highest tshuva. When we feel ein od levado, there's nothing else but Hashem. Like King David said, v'lachzois benoam Hashem, I want one thing, to enjoy the pleasure of being near Hashem. Rav Shimon bar Yochai also said, v'kesha achad nikshati, my whole life has one underlying thing. I want to be close to Hashem. And if we would understand this pure pleasure, we would also want it as well. When do we get to this high point? During the Ela of Yom Kippur, when the gates are closing, when the sun is setting, when we're about to blow the shofar, that's the time. Chasmeinu b'Sefer Chaim, we could ask for a chatima that I want to be just with you. I don't want anything else in this world. Yechida, I only want Hashem. This is the Omek HaTshuva. This is the depth of tshuva. When we say vidui, we have three levels of vidui. I slipped in my actions, I'm sorry. I had bad personality traits. I was angry. I was tight. I didn't give charity. I was mean. Work on one or two every year. Don't try to take it all on. And then the one of Keser, of Ratzon. Remember Keser, how it equals the same as B'taharten, and you should be purified just to want Hashem. This is the unique ore that comes down to all of us on Yom Kippur between Mincha and Ne'ilah once a year. This gives us the strength, the focus. This gives us the opportunity, the love for the whole year. And this is what we want to get out of Yom Kippur. This is what we want to feel on Yom Kippur and take with us. Judy, do I have more time? Judy, I don't hear you.
I'm sorry, you're a bit over. If you could.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just realized halfway through my notes. I'm really sorry, I didn't see the passage of time. When you're having a good time, it goes fast. I want to wish all of you a happy year. Yeah. We should have the keser of Hashem. The corona, which is also the word crown, should go away. And in its place, we should have the crown of Hashem. And a good, happy, Amen. Healthy year. We should see each other dancing before Mashiach. Thank you, and I'm sorry I went over. I lost it. Sorry.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Very beautiful. We enjoyed it, and wish there was more time to hear some more of it, but it was really very beautiful. Okay, so our next, let me just do some things here.